Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I hear we now have two national anthems that play during the NFL. I haven't watched any NFL football games this season. I didn't watch any the previous season. As most of you know who listen to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, and specifically me, I haven't watched football except my homage to my Uncle Larry, who died and when the San Francisco 49ers made it, post, Kaepernick. In honor of him, I watched the game, which I'm happy to say they lost. So, that's my NFL story, but I hear that they are now playing the two, you know, the two national anthems. The regular national anthem for all Americans and for the black nationalists who want to raise their fist in solidarity over how bad America's been to all these black folks. Lift every voice. And I just find it unbelievable that we have segregated the NFL. Which anthem do you stand during the national anthem as a non-black person and then sit during Lift Our Voice? Or do vice versa? Do black folks sit during the national anthem and stand up during Lift Our Voice or Lift All Voices or whatever the name of the new black national anthem is? It's completely segregated, and not only that, it's divisive. Because can you imagine seeing white people all decide to sit down during Lift Our Voice or the Black National Anthem? Wow, how have we come to this? The leftists, the NFL, all of them should be ashamed of themselves. I tell you what, why don't you put Black Lives Matter on every field the same way the NBA did and see how that works out? It's no wonder that I've said long ago, I'm not watching this crap. I watched a little bit of a college football game the other day, and I'll be honest with you, I was bored stiff. The game was good. I think it was Stanford and USC. And USC was supposed to beat Stanford, but Stanford was beating USC. I thought, wow, the underdog's winning, but I watched the game. And having not watched football, because I haven't even watched college, but I didn't boycott college football. I just didn't want to watch it. Having watched it, it was absolutely boring. I thought to myself as I watched it, there's so many more things I can be doing productive or really enjoying. I'm going to tell you right now, I know you, dude, I'm going to get a revolt because most people don't play this sport, but I would prefer to watch women's golf over any men's football game. I do. There's some people that really, you want to learn how to play a sport, watch women's golf. Now, I prefer men's golf over women's golf. That's not, let's not get crazy, okay? I'm a dude. Oh, yeah. Got my mail card right here. I'm looking at it. Kevin Jackson, 100% all-American alpha male, toxic masculinity meter, 99.9%. Yeah, but I do enjoy golf, and I enjoy women's golf. And the point I'm making is I will watch women who really know how to play a sport and have finesse over than this nonsense with all the lift every voice. And Alicia Keys, who's one of the most vapid leftists, she was the one that sang. It was a story I read because I don't watch the NFL. If it's playing in a bar, you guys think I'm kidding. If it's playing in a bar, I won't watch the screen. I look for UFC or tennis or women's golf. But I won't watch it. But I just want us to think about this for just a bit. You know, what used to be this thing that you'd run away from, you know, that let you escape. The weekend would come, you'd be, oh man, get ready for some football. Get ready for ports, pugilists, you know, going at each other and metaphorically. And now it's all about we got to, you know, completely ruin our traditions and all that because some people decided that the national anthem was racist. It didn't represent everybody. Well, why, where's the Hispanic version of the national anthem? You know, is it going to be, ay, 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 I'm the Fito Bendito? Where's the Asian version? Where's the Native American? Ay, 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 America. Ay, ay, ay. Oh, that's right. We can't even name teams after them. When does it end? And how is it that, look, I remember the controversy way back when, but I don't watch football, so as far as I'm concerned, it's theirs to deal with. But when I saw this story, I asked myself this question, where does it end? When do we just get back to enjoying things in this country? You got to be asking yourself that right now, given everything that's going on. We got this virus that's out there, a bioweapon that has infected our country. It isn't that big of a deal, but it's been blown up to be that. Now they're stealing money from us. And we learned this from the bought and paid for, and I use my finger quotes, scientists who said that this didn't originate from China. We'll get more into that story in just a bit. And so, speaking of college football, it's football and college football. I don't know if you guys saw this, but F. Joe Biden is continuing. Yeah, college football fans chanted F. Joe Biden for the second week in a row. It's grown from a couple, two or three schools now to more. But here's what I love when I was looking at the video of these kids doing this, aside from the fact that they were saying it, which I happen to love. What I love most is this: the college football games were packed. And there were no masks. Well, not many anyway. And there was no social distancing. So this generation of kids they're not buying it. They're like, no. And they're the F. Joe Biden, blah, 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 blah. F. And we played it the other week. No need to to kick a brain dead horse. But I just want you to understand, the left isn't winning in this battle. They're losing across the board. And the stuff that they continue to do, everybody I talk to, folks, I talked to a young guy the other day. His name is Rocco. And you could tell he had liberal tendencies. And after our conversation, you could tell he was kind of like, wow, man, I have to rethink this stuff. I was like, yeah, you do. It starts with one person. One person you talk to that you let them know, you're not going to sell your craziness to me. I don't believe in a segregated NFL. And I don't believe that we should be allowing our country to be led by brain dead morons and his minions. We got a lot more to talk about today. Hang in there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The world, it is a-changing. Oh, my goodness. The vitriol of the left is always mispointed. It's pointed at the wrong thing. Black folks are mad at Republicans who freed their sorry butts. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I happen to be a black dude. I can say it. You mad at the dudes that helped you. That's how stupid black people have become, leftist blacks, not conservative blacks like myself. This world is weird. I was talking to my neighbor the other day. He's a former member of the sheriff's department that protects the governor. And he says to me, he's out washing his official vehicle, and he's like, Kev, what is going on in this crazy world? And we sit out there for 15 minutes trying to solve the world's problems. By the way, he called it. He said Trump's not going to win. He said Trump is going to win by numbers, but they're going to cheat him out of it. And I said, come on, man, I don't believe that. And it did happen. He also told me that he couldn't get a prescription for ivermectin
because the pharmacist where he goes to wouldn't do it, but he hooked me up with a place that would, not that I need it. So there are some friendlies out there. You just got to find the right pharmacist and then move your prescription over from one to the other. Because somebody asked me that, Kevin, how do we get hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin? While we're on the subject, let me just go ahead and tell you, where we get hydroxychloroquine is through Schweppes tonic water. We were told, take Schweppes tonic water with vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc, and it'll help you not get it. Melissa does it religiously. She's the only one in the family who didn't get the Wu flu. So there you go. Anyway, back to the matter at hand, which is the crazy world that we live in. You know this. I'm not telling you anything you don't know in this next statement, but we don't always know foreign leaders. If you went up to the average American and said, who is the, you know, president of this country? Italy, for example. Most people could not tell you the president of Italy. We're neighbors with Canada and Mexico. I don't think most people could tell you who are the presidents of those countries or prime ministers or whatever they may happen to be, the leaders of those countries. And we haven't had to care. You know, every time Canada would get in our business, I'd be like, man, do you ever hear me talking about the Mohawks and what's going on in y'all's neck of the woods and who's fighting who and all that? No. You want to know why? Don't know, don't care. It's Canadian stuff. Why is it you Canadians like butting into American politics? They're entertainers, everybody. All over the world, people are talking about Joe Biden. In our country, who are we talking about? We might talk about Xi, the president of China. We might talk about Putin and occasionally mention some of the others. But it's very rare. I don't think most people, if you said, took the people by name and said, match these leaders to the country, most of America would flunk that test. The American president is the one that no matter where at in the world, somebody knows you. I'm saying that the average citizen knows who is the president of the United States. And they call him the leader of the free world. No, he's not. He's the leader of the free and the slave world. Every other leader has had to fear the president of the United States because we backed him up. We backed them up with our economy. We backed them up with our guns. They will not dare invade this country, even if they try to do whatever they do. They wouldn't invade America because every one of us who's armed would absolutely wipe out their army. We have more snipers. The street fighting that would happen in this country with the good old boys, the Bubbas, and the Patriots that I know, I would fear anybody that landed here and thought they could defeat us. They would be crushed. So the few world leaders, I'll ask you this, who brings fear to you? If you hear Xi of China, I don't fear him. I fear him under Biden. I fear him when we have a weak president. But if we have a decent president, I don't fear any world leader. And I don't fear him anyway. I'm going to tell you why. As I said earlier, I already told you why. Because of the guns. So occasionally, you might learn about a leader of another country because they challenged our president. Like when Vicente Fox challenged Trump, you know, and, you know, his immigration policy and, you know, tried to call him out. Who won that battle? Remember when Trudeau of Canada tried to hard handshake President Trump and Trump shook his hand and then commenced to working out a separate trade deal that pretty much stuck it to Trudeau publicly? I mean, it was public sodomy. Trudeau went back, tail between his legs. Oh, yeah, Trump snake bit him. Or you may not remember, these are very obscure moments, but this German dude, Trump was at a G summit, and a German guy tried to get in front of Trump, and Trump just, like, pushed him back, like, get out of here. I lead the pack. And it was like a phalanx, Trump at the front and all those guys spread out. But the guy literally tried to jump in front of Trump, and you could see him. He just like, his demeanor changed just a bit, but it was like, oh, no, you didn't. Well, guess what I saw? All this to lead up to this picture I saw. Somebody, I think it was Michael Pelka, who works with the Blaze. He sent it to me. It was a picture of Biden next to a masked Obama, and Biden's got his mask pulled down, and somebody's hand comes in to spoon feed him. I don't know which of the photographers, the pool photographers, took this picture, but I'm shocked the guy's still alive. If that was Hillary Clinton, they'd have killed him. Biden being spoon-fed. It was embarrassing. And the title, the caption was, "The picture seen around the world." If I were Putin or Xi of China, I would have billboards with Biden being spoon-fed with his mask lowered below his mouth on every corner. And I would say, this is the country that we're going to displace. This is the country that we're going after. I saw that picture. Very few things, I mean, I can't say that. I was about to say very few things disgust me. A lot disgust me. You know what I mean? But it usually has to do with bodily fluids and stuff like that. It disgusts me. That's a whole other subject, by the way, with comedy, about bodily fluids, because I'll get into that another time, maybe when you guys come see our comedy show. But in terms of things that offend me, you know, like make me go, ugh, there's not much. But this is one. Joe Biden as president disgusts me. And let me tell you why. First of all, it's because I know he didn't win. And I know he knows he didn't win. Now, I think most of us know the scenario where somebody, you know, got an award or something. You're like, man, he didn't deserve that award. They cheated to get it or connived to get it or, you know, they bought their way into it. It was a shoe-in or whatever. And when they get the award, they act like, yeah, I'd like to thank everyone that made this happen. Yeah, like the people you bought off. You know, where that's what really disgusts me. I got more reasons than one to be disgusted by Joe Biden. But sadly, for this particular episode, I've run out of time. We'll be back.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Alabama is joining the list of several Republican-led states who say they're suing or plan to sue over the Biden administration's COVID vaccine mandate. Attorney General Steve Marshall calling the rule requiring private companies with 100 or more employees to mandate vaccines or weekly testing an overreach. The Senate Judiciary Committee is continuing to hold a hearing regarding former USA Gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar's abuse of athletes and the FBI's inaction when the allegations were brought to the agency in 2015. USA Olympic gymnast Simone Biles, who was one of Nassar's victims, warns of the consequences if the people who helped cover up the allegations aren't held accountable.
If they are not, I am convinced that this will continue to happen to others across Olympic sports.
This is USA Radio News. A new report out says median household income dropped in 2020.
For the first time since the Great Recession of 2011, the median household income in the United States has declined. New data from the Census Bureau shows that the median household income decreased to $67,500 between 2019 and 2020, a drop of nearly 3% amid the pandemic. It also showed that the number of full-time workers dropped by 13.7 million last year, the biggest decrease since the Bureau began tracking that data in 1967. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A bus driver shortage is impacting kids returning to in-person learning in several states. The shortage of drivers is leading Massachusetts to bring the National Guard for help, and lawmakers in New York say the Guard is needed there to help with the shortage as well. Cities in Ohio, Virginia, and elsewhere report similar shortages and kids waiting hours for buses. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The murderers. Look, the murderers. Yes, Obama.
You're a mutt for what you did to Afghanistan.
That was New Yorkers booing Joey Demento, Joe Biden. They called them murderers. Obama was there. That's where Joe Biden got spoon-fed. Yeah, that was where they got that picture. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Leftists are having a full-time, they always have, but it's gotten worse. They have a full-time job trying to keep people snowed. And as I said earlier, the problem is they are now forced to lie to your face. Because you can't, it's no longer a conspiracy that leftists are scurrilous, scandalous skanks. That's not even a conspiracy. We know it. We know it to be a fact. We know they will lie about anything. They will lie about women that are in your lives as they did in your life as they did with Trump. They will ignore the women that are in the life of Joe Biden, the Tara Reids, the hookers of Hunter Biden. They will ignore the obvious ties of the big guy, Joe Biden, to his son's illicit business activities involving some of our biggest enemies, Russia and China. They ignore Joe Biden's extortion of Ukraine while he was vice president. I could go on. You get what I'm saying? Complete ignore. They ignore that, oh my goodness, you know, we didn't have, here's what I would love for leftists to do when it comes to global climate change. And I'm shifting gears quickly here, so keep up. But predict what you think's gonna happen next year. And when it doesn't happen, shut the heck up. They get it wrong every time. The world's gonna freeze. The world's gonna thaw. We're all going to die. There's going to be many, many more earthquakes and tornadoes and all this. And it's all because we're doing it. It has nothing to do with plate tectonics or any of the other stuff that Earth's been doing since the formation of the planet. No, it's you. They lie to your face. This WUFU thing is the biggest lie. And I'm not kidding you. It makes me want to grab them and just shake them. It's like shaking leftist syndrome. Leave them there as a puddle of mess. But here's the problem. If you shake a leftist to the point where their brain is no good, You haven't done anything to them. They're still the same. I said earlier, people are sick of Joe Biden. The college kids are saying F Joe Biden. The people in New York, it wasn't like that was someone talking like this. It was visiting. That was the New Yorker saying, they're the murderers. You left people in Afghanistan. People are not going to forget this stuff. Nor should they. These people lie, man. Keeping a lid on this stuff for them is, as I said, full-time job with overtime, double pay, hazard pay, whatever you need. And the only problem is, we're the ones footing the bill. Here's a little tidbit you may not know. Of the 27 scientists who wrote a letter in the Lancet Medical Journal dismissing the possibility that Wu flu originated from a Wuhan lab, 26 of them have links to Chinese researchers, their colleagues, or benefactors. Now, somebody went out and did an investigation and went, wait a minute, hold on a second. This doesn't pass the smell test. And sure enough, what did they find out? On March 7th of last year, the influential journal published a letter in which 27 scientists said they strongly condemned conspiracy theories. That was the quote. Strongly condemned conspiracy theories surrounding the origins of the coronavirus pandemic that has impacted all corners of the world. All debate into whether COVID-19 had man-made origins or leaked from the lab in Wuhan, the Chinese city that was ground zero for the virus, was effectively shut down by the letter. There you go. 26 of them, ties to the Chinese lab, incomes dependent upon what they say. We have a Gestapo government that uses our money to get people to say what they want them to say, and then effectively says, if you want this money to keep coming, you will keep your mouth shut on the reality of things, and you will say what we tell you to say. Now, I'm not going to exonerate conservatives in this. Human nature. You find out something that's a lie, but your job depends on the lie. Like, for example, our products are all American-made. And then the VP of manufacturing comes in and goes, well, not exactly true. And you're the CEO, COO. You're making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. You're the director of marketing. You're promoting this concept of what? Yeah, they're American-made. Let me tell you the first thing you do. You panic because you go, oh, crap, my reputation's on the line. Then you start looking for a way out. Well, can I say this, that they're made there, but they ship here, and then we do a value add? Or, you know, you start looking for ways to get around it. I'm just using that as an example. It's very few people that go, I stand on principle. If it's not American made, I'm done. I'm leaving. And that's that. Now, I'm not telling you for one second that we would be cheating in this regard like these scientists. Conservatives don't do that. If it's, oh, well, we're 100% American made or something like that, and you learn that, here's what you might do. Almost all of our products are 100% American made. But when it comes to this, what are the origins of this disease that was a bioweapon engineered by the Chinese accidentally or otherwise unleashed into the public? How could you possibly lie about something that important? And it isn't so much that the Wu flu is a deadly necessarily, but why would you lie about it in any form? First of all, we know where it came from. Second of all, while it is deadly, it does kill people like the flu, we're not going to panic you. We're going to make you aware that it is a new strain. It was developed in a lab, and you need to look for different symptoms in the flu. I mean, let's just think for one second how this should have been presented to the American public. That the Chinese let a virus out that can now live in animals. I don't know what the terminology is, but, you know, it's got some ability now to be spread by way of animals. And it is unleashed, and it is killing people. And we do have to be aware of it because it's something different. So if you have these symptoms, do this. Now, if you want preventatives, if you're asthmatic, you're probably in good shape. There are preventatives for that. I mean, the asthma medications tend to not let the virus get to you. There are other things that you might want to consider. Hydroxychloroquine, along with a vitamin regimen. And we are currently going to start working on antidotes that you may or may not want to take. So we will go ahead with Operation Warp Speed. For those of you who want a vaccine to feel safer, we'll do this. And in the meantime, we're going to take precautions. I mean, that's what our public officials should have done. Now, I'm no genius here, but I'm telling you, that isn't raising alarm bells. That's just, look, guys, we got to be aware that older people are potentially going to get it, yada, yada, yada. But what do these people do? You can't talk about China. Don't call it Wu flu. Don't call it China virus. You're a xenophobe if you do it. You hate Chinese. Oh, my gosh, look at all the new violence against Chinese people. By the way, where is that gone? Where is it? Let me tell you what the new violence against Chinese people was. It was the old violence against Chinese people politicized. That's all it was. Black folks were the ones beating up on Chinese in Chinatown. It wasn't like gangs of New York, you know, where a bunch of New Yorkers said, we're going to go to Chinatown and go kick us some butt for them unleashing the virus on us. Let's go, Rocky. No, it was just regular old black folks out there committing regular old crime. And the reason why I'm telling you it was black folks is the majority of the crime against these Chinese people when they figured out it was black folks. Did they call black people xenophobes? No. So here's the point. We couldn't talk about Chinese. We talked about how Donald Trump was a xenophobe because he stopped the ship out there. We blamed him. We said he didn't stop it soon enough when he couldn't have stopped it any sooner. Then, as opposed to telling people, okay, here are the things you can do, the precautions you can take. We're not going to lock down the economy, but understand this. Some of you are going to get this and some of you are going to die. We're not going to let it go into old folks' homes or whatever. They could have done this so differently, and you just have to ask yourself, why didn't they? Why do they have everybody scared? Mask versus unmask. And I'm going to play a clip when we come back. Get that ready for me. Of the New York school systems people and what they want to do now in response to this. Because as I said, they're never going to let it go. They aren't. So we'll talk about that. And as always, I will cover the information that isn't being discussed. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We played a clip the other day of Fauci being asked by Dr. Sanjay Gupta, what about people that have already gotten the Wu flu? Aren't they building up antibodies, etc.? Why would they have to get a shot? And Fauci doesn't answer the question. In fact, he implies that the human body, your body's making its own set of things for itself, healing itself, is not as good as a shot because he talked about durability. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to See, I call BS on stuff immediately. My brain, it isn't the best brain to ever be on the face of the earth, I'll tell you that. But it's a pretty good one, and it's got an amazing BS meter. An amazing one. And Fauci doesn't have the nerve to tell people, hey, look, there's no question the human body is going to heal better. There's no question. The people that have gotten this disease the normal way, you know, through normal contact and the body heals itself, they have the best blood antibodies out there. He could say that. He could also say, you know, look, if you want to run the risk of getting the flu and, you know, Wu flu and surviving it that way, that's on you. For the rest of you who don't want to do that, we can introduce small amounts of it. Some of you will get it, but it'll be less violent, and then you'll have the antibodies. Now, they won't be as good as the other people, but it's a roll of the dice. And that, now, that's a reasonable thing for you to tell people, but instead, you're the anti-vaxxer. But here's what was funny. Here's what Fauci said prior to this. He says there is safety associated. He's talking about, does the cure make things worse? He says there's a safety associated. Does the vaccine make you worse? Are there diseases in which you vaccinate someone, they get infected with what you're trying to protect them with, and you actually enhance the infection? You can get a good feel for that in animal models. That's going to be interspersed at the same time that we're testing. We're going to try and make sure we don't have enhancement. That's the worst possible thing you can do is vaccinate someone to prevent infection and actually make them worse. That was him answering a question about the vaccines. But now he tells you, oh no, it's all safe. Now, today, he says it's a public health issue. Well, why are we mandating it? He's giving you the answer as to what. Then this has been the new narrative now, because now they're telling you it's a mandated thing. They told us all before, I played the clips. No, you can't mandate that. That's against the law. You can't. That's unconstitutional. That's against human condition, whatever. Now he says, no, it's a public health issue. And you said very appropriately a moment ago, the common enemy is the virus. There shouldn't be divisiveness with seeing what we're seeing. We're trying to convince people, but you're reaching a certain point that you almost hit a wall, that you're not going to get a certain group of people. That's where mandates come in. No one likes to mandate people do things they may not want to do, but sometimes for the greater good of society, you have to do that. You know, same thing like seatbelts, things like that. You have to do it. Let me tell you, Dr. Fauci, seatbelts have nothing to do with me altering my body. With me putting something in my body. Zero. You want to compare it to that? Let's go. So here's what I wanted to talk about before. Setting a narrative. See, what the government does is very simple. They pay the expert. They decide, this is the narrative. You need to get this shot. I don't care what you think. This is the way it needs to go. So that's the narrative. So they get the so-called experts out there, like this fraud, Dr. Fauci. And he says what they tell him to say. You go look at Fauci. He is a walking, talking contradiction of everything that's been out there. Get the shot, don't get the shot. Get tested, don't get tested. Wear a mask, don't wear a mask. This is the percentage we need for herd immunity. This is what we need for herd immunity, whatever. Everything he says, he later contradicts in some way, shape, or form. And you want to know why he does it? Two reasons. One, he is an egomaniac seeking, publicity seeking little fraud, I have other language for him. And two, he likes the money. He likes the adulation and the money. And so he's never going to go against the grain. He is a bureaucrat, man. He's not dedicated to his art and to his science. Not by a long shot. So here's the narrative. The media narrative is, you got to get this shot. Now, let me give you some of the insanity that goes with this. Fredo Cuomo says to the unvaxxed, don't go to where we're going to be. And here was the transcript. Amen. It's your choice. Nobody is saying you must take the vaccine. You don't get to go where we're going to be. Don Lemon. I agree. Cuomo. You don't get to go where we're going to be because we don't have to. The majority, people who did the right thing, don't get to live at the behest of the minority. So he wants you to believe that the majority of people have gotten this shot. And I'm gonna give you some other stuff to think about here in just a second as it relates to polling. So step one is get the experts, pay the experts, give them all the adulations, give them the awards. That way all the other people go, wow, look at this guy. He gets the money and he gets the awards for saying what you want him to say. Then you enlist the media and you say, hey, media, let everybody know. Here's our guy we're putting out there. You say the same thing. We're going to keep you with experts, and you're going to be the belle of the ball as well. Then you get the comedians, the guys on your side, the leftists, Holly weirdos, the ridicule people, right? So here's what Colbert said. That's great. We want that security. When you go into a Starbucks, you should feel safe until you see the bathroom. That was his joke. Of course, the safety measures, that's what they're calling this now. The shot, social distancing, which is physical distancing, has nothing to do with social. Physical distancing and the mask are all supposed to give you this feeling of safety, right? And these, quote, safety measures enrage the, and here's his words, lunatic fringe of anti-vaxxers. So now we're just a fringe. We're just a very, very small percentage of the population, akin to like the small number of neo-Nazis out there, right? Because that's when they use the fringe. They're on the fringe. They're not mainstream. And then he goes after Republican governors, specifically Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves. He says, declared, this is America. We still believe in freedom from tyrants. And he says, yes, refusing medical treatment is a proud American tradition. And it is. How many times? Look, how many of you out there have said this? I don't take medicines. I get a headache. I don't take an aspirin. I don't take an Advil. I don't take a Tylenol. I tough it out. My body will make the adjustment. I get the flu. I don't get a flu shot. I get lots of things. How many bugs have you gotten where somebody goes, oh, man, you ought to take something? You go, I'm good. And you survive. One of these days, you're not going to survive. You're going to be gone. So anyway, the idea is get the comedians, the late night guys, ridicule. I don't care who does it. Ridicule is another one. Then here's the biggie. Well, one of them anyway. Celebrity endorsements. So I'm just picking on him because the story came up in as we were prepping for the show. Actor Jeff Bridges, best known for playing the dude in The Big Lebowski, revealed on Monday that his cancer is in remission, that he has recovered from COVID-19, saying the coronavirus made his cancer, quote, look like a piece of cake. My cancer is in remission. The 9x12-inch mass has shrunk down to the size of a marble, he wrote on his website. My COVID is in the rearview mirror. COVID kicked my butt pretty good. He used a different word. But I'm double vaccinated and I'm feeling much better now. I heard that the vaccine can help folks with long haulers. Maybe that's the cause for my quick improvement. So you got your celebrity endorsement. And even better, you know what Jeff Bridges says? This was worse than cancer, man. It was horrible. So now you're out there going, well, geez, it's worse than cancer. And the celebrity said it. You know, how many more celebrities? You know what you're never going to hear? You're not going to hear about celebrities who got it and it wasn't that big of a deal. Yeah, I got it, man. I mean, I didn't even know I had it. I lost my sense of taste or whatever. And I can hear about that. You got to hear about Jeff Bridges. It was worse than cancer. Then the last one is polling. Mandate polling. According to The Hill, 60% of Americans say they support Biden's vaccine mandates, according to Axios Ipsos poll. The survey conducted on September 10 through 13 found that 60% supported the federal government requiring all federal employees to be vaccinated against COVID-19, while 39% opposed the requirement. Now, do you believe that? That poll is legit as Biden getting 82 million votes. But now, that's the lineage. You get your Dr. Fauci, the fraud expert, to say it. You get the media to reiterate it, right? Then you start ridiculing anybody who goes against the narrative. Then you get your celebrity endorsements. And then you get your polling to support all your BS. And voila! That is the anatomy of a leftist lie. And that's what it is. A flat-out lie. Believe nothing the media tells you.
Okay. Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.